Granular paradigm, I suppose that everybody here knows what is it about. It's the way of seeing sound not as a wave, as a continuous movement, but as condensation of particles, of grains, as a discontinuous movement, if you prefer. In the history of music, we can find, we can go back not very early, but in Debussy music, we have granular extracts. In Alban Berg also, I think you can find some granular extracts. Of course, the granular paradigm emerged in the 50s and the 60s. The first composer was Yannis Kenakis to deal with this paradigm. He writes in the end of the 50s, all sounds represent an integration of grains of elementary acoustic particles, of sound quanta. Each of these elementary particles possesses a double nature, frequency and intensity. Each of these elementary grains has a threefold nature, duration, frequency, intensity. And he composes the famous piece for the Pavilion Philips exhibition, Concrete pH, and Analogic AEB, which Agostino studied a lot. And he's the best connoisseur of this Xenakis work. This granular way to see music in the 70s was implemented, as you probably know, with Curtis Rhodes and Barry Truax. And from the 80s and on, it becomes more and more widespread. Now, what is important to say about the granular thing, tradition, we could say, is that there are two aspects. There is a granular synthesis, literal synthesis, or granular sonority. Okay? Many people today, in 2011, use granular sonorities. It's widespread, even among popular electronic music today. Sonority. But you can make, you can use the granular synthesis or sonority while making traditional music. While making, let's say, combinatorial aspect. You can use granular only to produce material, different from the more traditional material, and then you compose like always, let's say. While when I speak about granular paradigm, using this epistemological term, the idea that there is a change in shift, I'm referring to Kuhn, if you know a vision about science, his idea that science doesn't evolve with constant evolution, but there are revolutions, changing of paradigms, he called them. So I think that the granular matter introduce also a paradigm, which is a new way of dealing with music, mostly characterized by the relationship, the totally new relationship between the micro level and the macro level. While in traditional music there are two totally distinct levels, it's, let's say, the model of the language, music as a language, so you have the level of the material and the level of the syntax of the form. With the composers of the granular paradigm, Xenakis, Agostino, and many others, there are not such distinction between two levels. You can go from one level to another and vice versa, in a continuous movement. Agostino belongs to this way of seeing music, granular paradigm. Maybe he's one of the most systematic, or the more systematic maybe, composer of the granular paradigm. He, of course, in his music, but also in his theoretical vision. About his music, it can be described as, said Julia, also, sonic dust, so only only particles, only grains, a pure combination of grains. And we can add also that he's working in a sub-symbolic level. Sub-symbolic means under the symbolic level, under the level of the note, for instance, in music. The note is a symbol. So he's working on the level of the particle, or the level of the sound itself, if we want to go deeper. So, making the relationship between Deleuze and Agostinos, first step, we can say that his music is a molecular music. Let's listen, for those who don't know so much about music, a small extract from Paysage Historique, which is a tape music, I have to precise, so we can reproduce it. It's a tape music, it's a fixed music. It's not ecosystem music, so it's fixed on a CD, a stereo version. So here, the second movement of this work, the beginning. So, this was only a small extract of also of a piece lasting 14 minutes, I think. But you have a clear idea of what is molecularization, I think. That's very clear. We don't have to develop more.